Warning, this podcast is about to open the sealed section of spirituality.
Hey you, yeah you, we see you, you divine human being.
And we are calling you to come home.
We are ready to talk about the real shit. We're going to get real about life as a divine human being.
The good, the not so great, spirituality and taboo. Divinely Human is the podcast that's all about what it means to be human in a spiritual context.
We know it's not just about being spiritual, it's about being human too.
And that means changing poopy nappies and channeling angels.
Sometimes even at the same time. It's time for us to stop making other people's noise our own soundtrack of life.
Let's make some waves together so that we can all ride them together and create deep resonance, a sense of home in this crazy world.
Pour yourself a coffee
or a glass of wine if that's your potion.
And sit down with your new favorite spiritual sisters
as we go on a journey together into what it means to be
a divine human being
on this spiritual journey.
Hello and welcome to another week on the Divinely Human podcast. I am your host, Tanina.
And I am Alicia.
Our co-host. Oh, so exciting. Another week. I hope you guys enjoyed us getting together last week on the podcast. It has been such a long time since we've seen each other in person. And I miss you. I really, really miss you.
I know. I miss you too.
We're gonna have to schedule some time to fly and see each other again, but yeah. Until then, I thought it'd be cool if we chatted a little bit today about bringing through prosperity in your spiritual business or conscious business, because I know that so many of our communities are people and women who are sharing their gifts online and bringing through money in a really conscious way. And I know that from both of our journeys, we've learned so much about this. So I'm excited to dive in today and kind of chat a little bit more about bringing through prosperity, but also feeling abundant in your own business. Because I think it's easy to get down this rabbit hole of like, it's a business and it needs to be structured, and you kind of lose that magic through all of the mundane tasks. And that's something that I really want to drive home today, is the fact that you can still have so much magic and prosperity in your soulful business. It doesn't have to be one or the other.
Yeah, I think so too. And I think as well, one of the main things that we can see happen as well when it comes to diving into, and even if you're thinking about diving in and starting up a spiritual business, one of the main things that I see and that keeps repeating itself in like the patterning that I'm seeing in this space is just the absolute overwhelmment with, where do I start? Like, what do I do? Like, I feel like I know what I want to do and like how I envision this business, but it's like those starting points are really overwhelming for people. And a lot of people don't end up actually making that move because it does become so overwhelming and so like that people are put off by it pretty much. And they're like, okay, too hard basket. I'm just going to keep sort of like watching from afar and not stepping into it. So I find that really, really sad, because there are so many people who, you know, need to share their voices and that can make a huge difference. So I'm really excited to dive into this today, and hopefully we can support, you know, those who are looking to dive in or those who have and they're kind of still needing a little bit of guidance and support in that area. So yeah.
And I want to jump off the back of that, because I think that's a really good point. Like, so many people are really anxious to get started, and I see so many people also come in with a preconceived idea around what a spiritual business looks like, or even what a business online looks like. And they have this vision inside of them that one is birthed through their soul, but then another one that kind of overrides that, which is the typical influencer, like Instagram coach kind of structure of business. And that sometimes can really override the beginning phases of launching a business, right? That preconceived idea of what it should look like, not what genuinely lives inside your soul. I don't know, what was it like for you when you started your business? Because I know I definitely battled with this, like, it should look like this, and this is how I should structure my business from the get-go. Did you ever have that back and forth?
Yeah, I did. I did have that back and forth. And also that feeling of it's almost like this, it's like a type of comparisonitis. Is that a word? Is that even a word?
Comparisonitis.
I feel like I really struggled with that because I felt like when I dove into this years ago and I was looking at what everyone was doing around me, and I immediately thought, like, oh my goodness, I have to show up in that way. And then I felt that kind of that imposter syndrome come through, like, oh my God, are you really up for this? You know, are you really capable of this? You know, like, you don't have the same energy as that. You know, you won't be able to hold space in that way or ever build anything big. It's just like that voice in the back of your head that always tries to keep you small. That was the only voice that I was actually listening to, and not that voice that was like, girl, you can show up however the fuck you want. Like, you get to choose, right? And I feel like that is a really important factor that is really overlooked when you're wanting to dive in to bring through abundance and prosperity, is like really getting clear on what your niche is and like defining what a spiritual business looks like for you, not what the internet makes it look like or not what the next person makes it look like, but what does it look like for you? And what does it look like in your life, in your lifestyle, you know, amongst all the stuff that you're juggling at the same time? And I find once you're clear on that, you can kind of set some really like strong guidelines to sort of stick by, to hold you accountable and also to support you and build those foundations. And those foundations are the most important part of building your business and bringing through abundance and prosperity, and also igniting trust in others around you in your space too. So yeah, I feel like I really struggled at the start.
Yeah, I know so many of us did, and that's a good point. I also think though, if you are somebody who's new to business, sometimes you just have to try. You just have to start, and you just have to try and create some sort of system where you are constantly checking into yourself. Is this the right move for me right now? Is this aligned to my higher vision? And having those key pillars that are interchangeable, yes, as in your business strategy, your marketing strategy, what you're offering, those can all be interchangeable. But what should be a constant pillar and a constant foundation throughout your business is your mission, your vision, and your values. They should only expand and continue to grow, but they should never be like removed or exchanged for something else. And I think that looking back, there are times in my business where I overrid my values and it put me in a really hard position, and I made some business choices that, you know, didn't align to my bigger mission, my bigger vision, and it tore me down and it made me feel really, really small, and it made me feel so out of touch with abundance and prosperity. It made me not want to show up in my business. And then I've made decisions that have led to a more expanded purpose and vision and mission. And that has made me feel so much better. And it's attracted more aligned clients. So I think if anything, don't be afraid to change things up every now and again, but understand what are those key foundational pillars that are unexchangeable for you as you're moving forward. Because in the beginning, things are always going to change. Your business is never going to look the same as it did 3 years ago, but there should be a golden thread throughout that whole time that has not really moved, if anything has expanded.
Absolutely. Almost like, I like to think of it as, you know, we all have our own unique individual spiritual journeys that we're on. And of course, like, our business is going to change as we change and as we evolve, but there will always be that core aspect of self and who you truly are that comes through in your business. And when, you know, from the outside looking in, those, like your, I guess your community is going to see that congruency with who you are. But of course, there will be things that change and shift and evolve around that. I know that both of us in our journeys, we've shifted and changed, you know, what we're focusing on, what we're wanting to teach, what we're wanting to share multiple times. And that will always change as our interests change, because if we were to keep the same interests, I swear to God, like we would not bring through, like we would hate it. We would hate every part of it because we change and we evolved. And, you know, even on like a micro level, for me, that changes month to month with what's lighting me up at the time and what I feel this urge to share. So I really feel like there's this hesitation for people that are jumping into this space and wanting to bring through abundance, that they have to stick with this same like business framework and just that's it, like they're married to that framework. And it's just not true. And I cannot back what you said enough with it, like, you know, allowing yourself to shift as your growth changes and as you see different things in life that you want to incorporate into your business and share. But like, dive in anyway, like take the risk, take the chance and see how it evolves for you. Don't just wait for people to, you know, everyone around you to start businesses and to bring through that abundance. Like there's plenty of abundance for everybody in this space, which is a whole other conversation in itself. But I really do think that we lose faith in ourselves so easily because we feel like everything is permanent and everything is so cemented in, and it's just not. Like it can be so flexible. This is the one of the many reasons why I wanted to start my own business, is because I wanted that flexibility. And, you know, being so tied into spirituality and it being one of my passions and wanting to teach more about it, that added a whole other layer of flexibility as well too, because I could find new ways in which I could operate my business that not just served me, but it served my family as well. So I feel like there is a lot of hesitation. There's a lot of fear. There's a lot of like, oh my God, once I dive in, that's it. I'm in forever. And it just doesn't have to be that way. And I feel like both of our journeys is a real testament to that and sort of proves that wrong in a way, which I really love. So yeah.
Yeah, I agree. And you know what I think it is, that like stable mindset? I think that's training from not only our days in school, but it's also the corporate world, right? That inability to kind of be flexible and move and change things around and adapt. I think that's been a lifelong thing that's been trained towards us, like that has been put upon us. And it's really, when you enter your own business, it's a journey of unlearning all of those processes and getting comfortable with things not always looking the same way as school did, you know, 7 days, 5 days a week, and then work. And so I think it's also about untraining that as well. And I don't know, it's really hard because as my business grows, I'm starting to, and as I also grow and the more I understand about myself, I continue to come back to the fact that like my mind is so multifaceted and I'm so multi-passionate. And I really resonate with what you were saying before about like my business changes like even month to month. Like I have to keep things different and moving, and I have to have so many different things on the go. And as my business grows, I'm like, there is this desire to call in a really stable support system, though. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like that stable Taurus energy. And now I'm thinking about like hiring and all of these things. And I think, though, as a business owner, it's one of our assets is to look at things from a really creative point of view and not necessarily have that stability. That's where we can push the curve and that's where we can push things into growth and expansion. Whereas there are different aspects of our business that need different things. And in the beginning, I think innovation is so, so important. And that only comes with having that really creative, multifaceted mind that can think in many different scenarios and situations. And in the beginning, it's also about, I think it's about having fun. It's about finding what your passions are, finding that new part of you that maybe had been blocked off due to prior experiences and situations, and allowing your creativity to find a place where it's not constricted or restricted. And I think that's really, really important at the beginning, but it's hard because all the businesses around you, your prior situations, your family most likely are all telling you stability, reliability, and predictability is so, so important. And starting a business goes against all of those things. So you have to be courageous and you have to be willing to break some chains and find that inner innovator and that inner creative who is just willing to go for it. And just quickly, I also want to just also, you know, take a moment to remind everybody that it's okay to also have a stable force in your either income or in your day-to-day life in terms of money or business or whatever it is. I am a mother. I have a beautiful baby. I literally need to like take care of a whole human. So I understand that it's okay to do things differently and not always go full in on your business if that's not aligned, because quite often those first couple of years in your business, you're just finding your feet. And I necessarily wouldn't recommend diving all in until you've let yourself have some time to breathe and have some stability to lean back on to really find your flow. Cause I think it takes a while.
Yeah. And I mean, not many people are blessed enough to be able to go, okay, cool, quitting my, you know, my 9-to-5 or quitting my other part-time job to dive into my business full-time. Like, that's just not a reality. Like, maybe it was back in the day for people, but I don't know about you guys, but the cost of living these days, like, like the inflation, like life's expensive, and it's just, like, it's for a lot of people, it's not a reality to be like, woohoo, quitting the job, diving in, it's my full-time job now. And it's like, you, like, it's, you're not going to make a full-time income, let alone a part-time income, as soon as you dive into your business. It is like a slow burning process. And I do feel this as well. Like, I've seen so many people start their businesses and automatically think that straight away it's just going to, you know, generate income. And the, you know, the hard truth of that is it's not. It really is not, because while you might be offering things and putting yourself out there, you still have the whole aspect of nurturing relationships and you know, mastering the art of communication and being able to connect with people, that, like, that's still a huge factor in growing your business and bringing through that income and that abundance. And that's one of the things that I see people, they quit. Like, they're like, oh, okay, I'm, you know, going to beat myself up because, you know, I didn't make any, you know, abundance or income or anything, you know, last month. So, you know, maybe it's not aligned for me to be in this space. And I just want to shake them, because I'm like, that is not the case at all. Like, it just takes time. You know, it took me over 3 years to generate a full-time income that was, you know, matching, if not more, what I would make when I went out and, you know, worked 9-to-5 full-time. That's a long time.
Oh, yeah.
There were so many times during those 3 years where I was like, oh, my God, like, this is just tedious, you know, like, when are things gonna be easy? When are things gonna be like really fluid and just like kind of almost just generate with the energy that I've created? But it's a process. And as you said, like, don't go out, run out and quit your job. Like, it's totally okay to have your foot in two different realms, and it doesn't make you less of a, I don't know, whatever you're doing, practitioner, space holder, whatever, doesn't make you any less of a person in that spiritual business. It just means that you're smart and that you are looking after your family as well, and that you are being, you know, responsible for your responsibilities and what you have to do in your day-to-day life. It's so funny because I see it all the time, and I see these like spiritual business coaches in the space, and they're like, oh, you're just too scared. Like if you're not willing to jump into it full time, then you don't have what it takes. And I'm just like, fuck off.
Yeah.
Like, and it's
politely
like,
fuck off.
Like 90% of the time, these people have no kids. They're like young, like really young, no kids, like no responsibilities, probably living at home with their parents or just moved out, like freshly new to the world of responsibilities. And they're telling people who have families to quit their jobs.
Yeah.
Like to prove that they're serious about something. And I feel like this needs to be called out more or just spoken about more. You know, there needs to be a lot more discernment in this space about that, because it can break a lot of people to hear that, and it can be really disheartening. And a lot of people are like, well, I can't do that, so that makes me less of a person and I'm not cut out for this, when really you are. You can just, you don't need to jump into this space and have like a full service offerings with like, you know,
a funnel.
5 to 10 different.
Yeah.
Like you could decide to dive into your spiritual business like me. I'm pretty sure, actually, this is a question I have for you. Like, what was your first service that you had? I think mine were like just card readings. Like
mine was
and they were
readings.
Emailed.
Yeah. Mine were over Instagram. There were Instagram card readings for like $20, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. And like how much confidence did that bring through for you after like doing that for a while? And how much more confident were you in the space after just making those connections with people and building those relationships? And then down the track, obviously like similar journey here, but like down the track, we're like, okay, now I feel like I've built this up enough to maybe offer like a Zoom reading instead, or just an intuitive reading without the cards. You know what I mean? Like people think like so many people are under this, you know, that, yeah, I don't know. They just think that it has to be like all or nothing, when really you could just put yourself out there, you know, part-time and not, you know, change your whole life, but just have it flow along with whatever else you're doing in life and just get the feel of the space and start to build those relationships. Because I don't know about you, but building relationships and learning how to communicate with people has been, I'm going to say, like the number one thing that I've felt is most important to master when you are like, one of your goals is to bring through abundance and, you know, try to build it up to being that full-time source of income. It's like, if I didn't learn how to communicate or build relationships with people and just build that sense of honesty and authenticity and know how to get that across to the people in my community so that they knew that I was a genuine person and I wasn't just one of those people just going with whatever the fuck was trending month to month, like I would have nothing. I would have built nothing. And yeah, I just think that it's just so important.
Yeah, well, I mean, everybody listening, you are listening to one person who's ruled by Mercury and another whose sun is conjunct Mercury. So communication is very important to both of us. But like, yes. I agree because I think there's also this preconceived idea that, all right, I'll build the website. I'll put all of this energy into building a website, building an offer, writing some stuff, and then I'm just going to like sit back and wait. And that's not how it works. Like word of mouth communication is the number one driver of sales in business. And when you are launching your business, you're starting your business, or even launching a new offer, the only person who's going to be talking about that offer is you. You have nobody to kind of share that word of mouth. So it's really important that we do open our throat chakra. And I know both of us have done some really deep, deep, deep work in so many different like areas and different ways of healing and opening and activating our throat chakra. And I'm continuing to do that work. I know that you are as well. But it's so important because the other side of this is if you dive into your business full force, it's also about those unravelings that are taking place, not just in your own way of believing and communicating, but your lineage as well. Like us as women, we've been taught that having a business isn't safe, sharing our gifts isn't safe, and that takes time to unravel and heal and find support and safety in our nervous system and in our spiritual guidance team. Yeah. And I think it's just really unsafe to dive in. And look, there are going to be the exceptions where people have had experiences in different areas and they're going to dive in and it's going to be just, you know, whatever it is for them, it's going to turn out well. But that's not the case for all of us. And I know that both of us preach safety, but we also preach like stability in your own nervous system too. If you're putting yourself in triggering situations just to kind of push through, I don't really recommend that, because you never know the implication that it's going to have, not only on yourself but your business as well. So yeah, I would tend to agree, communication is important, but in order to do that, there is healing that can be done. There's so much support that you can find to support you in making those genuine connections, finding a way to talk about your offers and services that don't make you want to recoil and reclude into the shadows, because that is something that so many of us, I know from experience, have to really work through. And yeah, we're working online. So social media is one of our key pillars and one of our strategies. So communication is super duper important.
Yeah. And oh my goodness, like I really want to speak about as well, a bit of a contrasting piece of advice that is given from coaches and, you know, business coaches in general, when it comes to mentoring small businesses, is that I've heard so many coaches say, like, no one wants to know about your life. Like, just keep it strictly business. Like, no one wants to know what you did today. Like, you need to be professional. You need to only speak about your business. No one should know about your personal life. And I really have to disagree with that, because I've seen and I've observed different businesses in this space, and I've observed the ones that don't really show up, that only kind of get on and speak whenever, like a lot of the time won't even speak on camera, mostly just post, you know, written like content, won't share themselves verbally, audibly, visually. And then I've seen the people who show up and they share, and like, I will just point out as well and preface that there, you know, there is a such thing as oversharing, but there is a really balanced way to still share who you are with your audience and with your community. Because how the hell is someone going to feel comfortable with you holding space for them if you don't, like, they don't know who you are? And it's one of the biggest mistakes, not, I don't want to say mistakes, but anyway, for lack of a better word, probably one of the biggest mistakes I see people make is just never ever showing up and never giving people an inside view of like who they are as a person and like what their life looks like. And since sort of cluing onto this and being able to share with people and just chatting like a normal person, not getting on, you know, not getting on Instagram being like, hello everybody, good morning, these are my services, blah, 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 blah. Like, just like, what's up guys? How you going? Like, how's everyone feeling? Like, just really sharing who I am and connecting with people on that level, on the same level as them, not talking down to people, just sitting at the same table, communicating, connecting, just all coming together and giving people an inside view of who I am, what my life looks like, what I'm up to, you know, my own struggles as well. I think it's the most powerful tool that you can use to really start to build those strong relationships with people. So I feel like if you're listening to this right now and you're someone who might be feeling a little bit scared or a little bit, I know that there's a lot of stuff that comes up with this, as you were saying just then, Tanita, about, you know, in the past, we've been punished for showing up in this way and, you know, owning businesses like this. But if you can just find a way to push through that, I swear the more you do it, the more natural it becomes and the easier it gets every time you show up and you share a piece of yourself with your community. And you will see the abundance and the energy grow within that resonant frequency. And then people will, you won't even need to ask people to come to you. People will just magnetize and gravitate towards you because they know who you are and they want to be in your energy. So just a little challenge for anyone who's listening, who owns a spiritual business or is looking at launching one. I definitely challenge you to find ways to show up and give people an insight into who you are and share with people and not get stuck in that headspace of, you know, you shouldn't share your personal life or you shouldn't share, you know, this or that. Like, I don't share my kids on there because I don't feel comfortable with that. But me, myself personally, I always share and I'm telling people, you know, what I'm moving through, how I am. Like, it just, yeah, it just depends what you're comfortable with. But yeah, I just think that that's a really, really powerful tool to utilize.
I agree. And like, we're not in the business of like making wallpaper or phone cases. Yeah. Like, we're in the business of like holding somebody's soul and connecting to it and channeling, and it is a very intimate experience. And so I also want to invite people to look at their own habits and their own kind of mentality around who am I going to book this service with in the future in the spiritual community, and watch how you are drawn to people that, one, you've either known and followed for a really long time, two, maybe somebody that's a friend or a peer or a family member is recommended, or three, somebody where you can see their face and you can click on a few posts or go onto their website and watch videos about them. Notice how you are naturally drawn to people, because people buy from people, especially in the industry that we're in. Now, when it comes to buying a phone case, a product, and something that just kind of solves a problem of like protecting my phone, I don't really give a crap who's selling it to me. Like, I just want to solve my problem. But when it comes to something as intimate as our emotions and our energy and our mentality, we want to know that that person is holding us and can hold all of us. And so connecting directly with their energy and allowing our subconscious and our intuition to guide that process is so deeply important. And it's important to just, sorry.
There you go.
I was just going to say, it's important to just notice your own habits around it, because that can be a massive telltale for how maybe you're withholding in your own business as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was just thinking, sorry, I tried to interject.
No.
I was thinking too, like, there's a real integrity aspect that comes with that too, because it's like, don't think that people are just going to book with you because of your offerings. Like, people are booking because they want to be near you. They want to be around you in your space. And how can you expect people to want to do that if you have not given anyone the slightest clue into who you are? Like, some people I've noticed, and like, this is no judgment, obviously we all have our own struggles, but I've had conversations with people and they're like, oh, I'm really trying to grow my, you know, business at the moment, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, well, are you showing up? Do people even know what you look like? And they're like, oh no, I'm really self-conscious. Like, so much love, so much support, so much. Yeah. I feel empathy for that. And I know how that feels because I've been there, but you just like, there's that sense, that aspect of integrity that comes into it as well. And it's like, people deserve to know who's holding space for them as well. So it's, yeah, I think that it really promotes authenticity and integrity within your business too, if you're willing to show up in that way and really show people who you are and share with people. People don't need to know your life story if you're not comfortable with that, but at least show them your face. At least show them who the fuck you are.
Yes, please, because it's so important. And like, ultimately you are in control, right? I heard somebody say on Natalia Benson's podcast, they were like, your bank account is only holding back as much as you are. And I really agree with that in terms of our business too, because if you really allow yourself to stand up and be seen and really open that gate of connectivity, you will be so surprised by the amount of abundance that flows. And there is a no better feeling than when you step outside of the spiritual closet and you find your people, and your people genuinely love you for you, and you don't have to hide any aspect of yourself, and you can exchange and share your gifts and know that you are truly impacting in a really fulfilling way, there is no fucking better feeling. And I think that's why it's also important not to necessarily focus on just the monetary aspect of it too, because I know that that path can lead us sometimes astray. But then on the other coin of that, the other side of the coin is also understanding that it's safe to be paid for your services and to not allow that to hold you back either, because people want to pay you. I don't know if you've ever had a situation where somebody's tried to, I don't know, help you out or help you move house or do something for you, and they have said, you know, I don't want anything for this. I just want to help you. There's a part of you in you that's like, no, I genuinely want to exchange for this. Like, I loved your help. And so allow people to pay you, allow people to understand that you have services, that you have things that you would love to offer, and be open to receiving as well, because you're never going to call in that prosperity if you don't allow it to be there, right?
Yeah, and let go of perfectionism.
Alicia?
I'm gonna make it easy for you guys. Like, don't do what I did. Don't, yeah, like, don't hold yourself back just because something doesn't look or feel perfect in your eyes. Because if you're anything like me, Virgo vibes, like, it's never gonna be perfect. And you're just gonna waste so much time holding yourself back and not sharing who you are and your skills and your gifts with people and your voice. Like, just put yourself out there, whether whatever that looks like, you know, don't judge yourself. Know that how you show up one day, it's going to be different the next. Like, it doesn't tell your whole life story about you, like, however you're showing up, like, it's going to change. And yeah, you, like, it doesn't have to be perfect, because I know that I've held myself back so much in this business. And, like, I don't know, maybe I would have grown it faster, maybe I wouldn't have. I won't know that, but I feel like there have been points where I've really held myself back, and due to everything, you know, wanting everything to be perfect. And at the end of the day, I've kind of shut myself off from sharing my voice and sharing my energy with people. And it's probably like a big regret that I have. Like, I really do regret that I've been so hard and so judgmental of myself over the years. I just think that I'm only reflecting on it now, because I've seen, like, how I've built this up from nothing. And I'm feeling like I'm doing a lot of reflection at the moment, especially after doing this rebrand. And like through that whole rebranding process, I did a lot of reflection as it was, like, because we were speaking about, like, my journey and, you know, how it started and, like, all of that. And I was able to sort of reminisce, if you will, you know, those points in my journey where I really was getting in my own way due to my idea of what, you know, perfection was, and my incessant need to push it out. Don't do that. Like, nothing is perfect and everything is so beautifully unique, as long as it's coming from you and not, you know, trying to copy and paste from something that someone else is doing. As long as it's coming from you, it is going to carry resonance and it is going to hit the hearts of others. People know straight away, though, if it's not coming from you. So always be true to yourself. Always share from you, because energy doesn't lie, and it always comes back to that. Hey.
Yeah, it really does. I mean, we should make that our tagline.
Energy don't lie. We'll make a song.
Trust you to make a song. Yeah, no, yeah. I agree. I echo everything you said. I think that is so important. And look, honestly, would you really, truly, honestly want to be exchanging with somebody that didn't I don't know, that maybe held your flaws against you or held you on a higher pillar. Like, I don't know. I want to be amongst it with my tribe. I want to be sitting at the same table. I want to be not only exchanging in money and services, but I want to be exchanging in love and compassion and empathy for one another and true connection. Yeah. And I think you also have to look at where you can disembark the hierarchy and really find that pillar to stand on that's not above or beneath anybody else. And that also does take some time, but trust me when I say it is so fucking liberating. It is so liberating to jump on your stories and not feel like you have to be all proper and perfect, and you can talk about your offers without, you know, trying to persuade somebody into them, where you're just genuinely sharing what you have to offer. Yeah. It is so liberating to find people that want to be in your circle, not just for what you give them, but for what you also have to exchange with everybody else in this world. And it's really, really liberating, but it does come with a little bit of courage. And I think that's why we're all in business at the core of it, is to expand consciousness and to be reminded that we can do business a different way. It doesn't have to be as it's always been done. So this was a good chat.
I'm just like, she's finished it off meticulously.
Ooh.
She's done it. Like the end, that was like the I can feel it coming in the air tonight. I don't even know. That song's in my head. I love that song. You know how they do the drum bit? That was what you just did.
Yeah, that's perfect. Yeah,
that was you. It was all you. I'm just trying to get in on it. I think that was so perfect. And I think that this has been a really, I mean, like, I knew what we were going to be speaking about today, but I wasn't ready for what came through. I wasn't sure what was going to come through, and what has come through is so powerful. And I feel like there's so many little golden nuggets in here for people to take away, and it's going to inspire a lot of people to show up differently in their businesses, or even maybe inspire that person who's feeling like, oh, on the edge, like, oh, maybe I don't have what it takes to launch this. This is your sign. Please take it as a sign that the world needs you. The world needs your voice and your energy. And you have a purpose in this space. And we're here with open arms. And you should share that. So thank you, everybody, for coming with us on this whirlwind of an episode. If there are any, you know, pieces, bits and pieces that you enjoyed or you felt were really valuable, we'd love for you to share how this resonated. Tag us in your stories on Instagram. We love to share everything. We love to see how you guys are resonating. You can find us on all of the platforms. We're there. And we're there. And we can't wait to see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.